Welcome to the Sports Report for Tuesday, March 4th. I'm Mark Daniels. Monday was the deadline for National Football League teams to exercise franchise tags on free agent players, and only four teams decided to go that route. New Orleans with tight end Jimmy Graham, Carolina with defensive end Greg Hardy, Washington with linebacker Brian Arakpo, and the Jets used the tag on kicker Nick Folk. Two teams exercised transitional tags, Cleveland with offensive lineman Alex Mack, and Pittsburgh with linebacker Jason Worlds. That means the Packers, who took a pass, declining to exercise franchise tags on the likes of Sam Shields or B.J. Raji. Now any of the unrestricted free agents for the Packers can start talking with other clubs as of Saturday. Free agent signings can begin on March 11th. The San Francisco 49ers have a new contract with wide receiver Anquan Boldin. 2 years, $12 million. $9 million of that will be guaranteed. And the NFL is also going to consider moving the extra point back to the 25-yard line, making it a 43-yard kick for the PAT. It also may force coaches to think a little more hard about a two-point conversion. Again, it's just in the discussion stage. Let's now head to college basketball, where the NCAA Division III National Tournament brackets were filled out on Monday. Nine Wisconsin teams are in the men's and women's tournaments. St. Norbert College, the only school with both the men's and women's programs in the Division III dance. The St. Norbert men, Midwest Conference regular season and tournament champions, are 24-1. They have won 22 straight games, but head coach Gary Grush's club will still have to open on the road. St. Norbert hasn't hosted a Division III tournament game since 2002, and with that resume, Grush says it's kind of disappointing.
You're going to play somebody good this time of year, and chances are within the region you have Point and Whitewater. I believe both those schools are hosting. Illinois Wesleyan had a tremendous year, so The number of schools that host are so few. I do think we're deserving, but it's not going to affect how we prepare.
And St. Norbert will prepare for Ohio Wesleyan, an at-large team at 20-7. Coach Grush, you know anything about the battling Bishops?
We're going to gather as much information as we can in the next couple of days and put together a game plan, but not much right now.
That game will be played Friday at Bloomington, Illinois, as Illinois Wesleyan will host that original group of four. Other men's teams in the field include top-ranked UW-Stevens Point. They will be hosting Marion of Fond du Lac, the NAC tournament champions. And UW-Whitewater will be hosting Northwestern University of St. Paul. In the women's bracket, the St. Norbert gals at 21-4 will have to travel to Carthage College in Kenosha, opening on the road against Carthage 24-3, the CCIW conference tournament champions. UW-Oshkosh will be hosting St. Mary's of Minnesota. Loras will take on St. Thomas, and Wisconsin Lutheran of the NAC will open against Hope College. In Division I basketball, the Green Bay Phoenix, winners of the regular season Horizon League Championship, reaped the postseason honors on Monday as head coach Brian Wardle named the Horizon League Coach of the Year.
As we all know, it's I view it as staff of the year, really, and I think most head coaches would say that. I got a great staff. I'm very fortunate to have those guys around me and been with me for 4 years. And then you got to have players. So it's really team awards. All individual accolades are about the team. It only happens as a team game.
Junior guard Kiefer Sykes of Chicago averaged better than 20 points a game, 5 assists, 4.4 rebounds a game, and he was named the Horizon League's Player of the Year.
It means a lot. I don't want to really downplay it because, I mean, it's a huge honor for, like I said, the program and me, myself, for the hard work I do, the hard work that coaches put in with me, with my teammates, as much work as we put in together. And like I said last week, I think winning put us in a position for, you know, us to be in a consideration for us.
Sykes was named the Horizon League Player of the Week 6 times this season. And if not for Sykes, Alec Brown, who won it 4 times, likely would have been Player of the Year. But Brown settles for being named the Horizon League's Defensive Player of the Year.
You know, it means a lot. I've been getting a lot of blocks this year. You know, finally got it back from sophomore year. And it's a big achievement for me. And, you know, I'm proud of it.
91 blocks to break his own school record this season. Both Brown and Sykes named first team All-Horizon League, and sophomore Jordan Faust of Racine for the second year in a row was named to the All-Horizon defensive team.
An honor to be selected as one of the 5 on the All-Defensive team because the votes are by all the coaches, so that's showing that it's getting recognized by throughout the league that we are good defensive.
Green Bay Phoenix, with 13 votes in this week's Associated Press poll, will be the number one seed for the Horizon League tournament, which tips off with on-campus site games Tuesday night. Winners will advance to the Horizon quarterfinals at the Rush Center on Friday night. Wisconsin Badgers have climbed to number 9 in the Associated Press poll this week, 11th in the coaches poll. Last night, number 14, North Carolina, barely getting by Notre Dame in Chapel Hill, 63-61. To the NBA, where the Milwaukee Bucks finally had a laugher, their biggest win of the year, 114-88 over the Utah Jazz. Ersan Ilyasova had 31 points. He shot 13 of 14 from the floor. Bucks as a team, 57%. Zaza Pachulia, Ramon Sessions, each adding 14 for the Bucks as they get their 12th win of the year for head coach Larry Drew, who said it was a complete effort against a pretty good Jazz team.
How they execute their offense and the mindset against a team like this is to have to defend for the duration of the clock every possession. That has to be the mindset. I thought our guys did a good job defensively, and we were able to make some shots and came away with a big win.
Elsewhere, it was Miami beating Charlotte 124-107. LeBron James went wild, 22 of 33 from the floor, a career record, 61 points.
It means everything in the sense that, first of all, I was able to do it in a win. Second of all, I probably had, I would say, three or four just heat check shots where, you know, out of rhythm and just taking them. And third, for me to be able to do it with a group of guys that I just would do anything for means more than any, means so much.
Heat have now won 8 straight games. Memphis beat Washington 110-104. Brooklyn over the Bulls 96-80. Detroit beat the New York Knicks 96-85. Andre Drummond 17 points and 26 rebounds. Kevin Love, another big night for the Minnesota Timberwolves, 33-19 in a 132-128 victory over Denver. The LA Lakers get by the Portland Trailblazers 107-106. Sacramento Kings beat the New Orleans Pelicans 96-89. On the ice, Columbus skates by Toronto 2-1. Dallas over Buffalo 3-2. Minnesota, a 3-2 winner over Calgary, and the LA Kings, a 2-1 victory over the Montreal Canadiens. Out of the Cactus League, Milwaukee Brewers fell to the Chicago Cubs 4-2 on Monday. Marco Estrada started. He went 3 innings, gave up a run on 4 hits. Ryan Braun, a single and a double, raised his spring training batting average to .800. As the Brewers now 3-3 in the Cactus League, they'll take on the Oakland A's on Tuesday. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.